So an important parameter is the relative power in the reflected components over the power in the direct line of sight component. Of course, the stronger my line of sight component relative to the scatters, the less fading I see. But if everything is just scattered, I have this problem of random phases that add up in an unpredictable way, and that gives me a lot of fading. This K parameter, which is called the Riesian K parameter, determines how much of fading I see. Let's go back to the phasor diagram to explain this intuitively. If C, the green one, is very large and these blue ones are only very small, what I will get is a fairly predictable amplitude with only small fluctuations. But the larger the blue ones are, the larger these fluctuations of the red resulting signal are. The extreme case is a lot of fading, so we have no predictable line of sight component, and that's called Rayleigh fading.